Welcome to the Join the Resistance podcast. My name's Tim Russell, and I'm going to be your host on this podcast. This is our introductory episode, so I want to share with you a little bit about what you should expect from this podcast. All right. The first thing I want you to know is that this podcast is designed for those who are sick and tired of losing the battle against sexual sin and pornography. If you hate the way porn makes you feel, or if you hate the effects that pornography has on your relationships, if you hate the way that you feel when you're enslaved to these desires, I've got good news. This podcast is for you. If you're looking for a quick fix or a magic pill to instantly take away all of the struggles with sin, well, I'm sorry, but you've come to the wrong place. We do expect change and victory, but it only comes when we learn to let go of our own rights and submit our lives to become more like Christ. The Join the Resistance podcast is seeking to create a community of Christians who are committed to growing their relationship with Christ. We want to assist you in overcoming sexual sins by helping you grow in holiness. This happens when we pursue our greatest joy and satisfaction in Christ to stop looking at pornography. Well, you see, that's actually too low a goal, for this would be to stop short of our mission, true inner transformation. We believe that as men and women focus on growing in their walk with God, they will be more and more transformed into His image. In this way, victory over sexual sin can occur. Finally, focusing solely on pornography tells the sinner that sex or pornography is the problem. If they only had a better view of sex, then all would be well. In reality, sex and pornography is not the problem. It's actually a symptom of a much deeper and far more pervasive problem. At its root, sexual brokenness is a worship problem. If we could beat our sexual brokenness without addressing the core problem, then we would simply be exchanging one idol for another. We would be in no better situation, and perhaps we'd even be in a worse situation. Pornography is a worship problem. You see, all of life is worship. Worship isn't just something that we do once a week, right? When we go to church. Worship is not just something that we do either in our private devotional life or maybe something we do with our family. These are important parts of our worship lifestyle, but they don't make up the entirety of worship. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." All of life is worship. Every act that you and I do is an act of worship. We either worship the triune God over all creation, or we worship created things, our own desires or objects for our own enjoyment. To conquer sexual sins, we must learn to rightly align our worship with what is true and right. Think with me here for just a moment. Philippians 4:8 says this, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is anything of excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things." Our focus is not to stop thinking about pornography, but to be thinking about the right things, to fill our mind and our life and our heart with the good things of the Lord, and to redirect our mind so that we think and ponder what is true. So in this podcast, we're going to be presenting all kinds of helpful things to reorient our thought life, but we're also going to be presenting all kinds of helpful tools for you to just stop the sin where you're at. Think about this famous hymn, "Turn Your Eyes upon Jesus." So the chorus goes like this: turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Can you picture that? Can you see how, as we look more and more at Jesus, as we spend more and more time with him, we become more and more like him? We have his vision filling our eyes and our minds. And notice the result then: the things of this earth become strangely dim when compared to him. It's been said before that you become what you look at. We become what we as society look at. So if we're watching things that are demeaning and degrading, we become demeaned and degraded. Pornography is the process of destroying the image of God in us. And that image of God is restored as we look to him, as we press on to him, and as we grow in our holiness. So that's our goal. That's what we want to do. Each week, we're going to be exploring topics that can encourage and motivate us to press on in our walk with the Lord and to encourage us to overcome sexual brokenness and pornography. So before I wrap up this episode today, I wanted to review two passages of scripture that are going to help answer the question, why did you call this the Join the Resistance podcast? What's that all about? Well, there are two verses, two passages that come to mind, and these passages are so, so incredibly rich. I would encourage you to take your Bible out, make a note, and study these passages. So the first one is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 and 4. Now, you have to recognize that Hebrews chapter 12 comes on the heels of the great hall of faith that we see in chapter 11. And chapter 12 starts with seeing, therefore, that we've been encompassed or surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily clings to us, and let us press on to the prize. It says, going on here, verse 3, let me read this. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not resisted to the point of shedding blood. Okay, so what's happening in this passage is that we are taking our eyes in this race, and we are looking to Jesus now. We're going to consider him. Let's ponder him. Let's ponder what he did and what his character was. Let's think about how he dealt with sin and hostility and opposition. And as we do that, it's going to encourage us not to grow weary or faint-hearted, because he struggled with sin far more than we ever have. He bore our sin on the cross. In fact, he fought sin so ruthlessly that he shed gallons of his own blood in the process on the cross. And then he turns and says this brutally honest, incredibly challenging statement. Verse 4, in your struggle against sin, brother and sister, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The author here in the book of Hebrews is not telling us that we need to actually cause bodily harm to ourselves in order to overcome sin. We see in many other passages of scripture that sin is an internal thing. It's a heart level issue. But notice what he's doing. He's comparing it to Christ. How far was Christ willing to go to battle sin? He went all the way. He shed his own blood. What about you? Are you taking sin seriously? Are you resisting sin seriously? If you're not, if you're, you know, you want to stop, but you know, you don't really know how, and you know, maybe I can, maybe I can't. This podcast is for you because we're calling you in to the resistance. Resist sin, resist Satan, grow in your walk with God, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim. Oh, brothers and sisters, there is such hope that we have in Christ. All right, I have one more passage of scripture, another one that I'm really excited about. This one is from 1 Peter chapter 5. This is 8 and 9. And this passage deals with elders, and it's a charge to elders to manage well the people, the flock that is entrusted to their care. And he says this: be sober-minded, be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of sufferings are being experienced by your brothers throughout the world. So many different things to point out here. First of all, be sober-minded. That means to think clearly, to think clear-headedly, to not have anything blocking your ability to process and understand the kind of battle that you're in. And if there's one thing that pornography does, if there's one thing that sexual sins do, is it causes our minds to be muddled and not able to process well where we're at, what we're struggling with, how we should get out, the consequences of being honest and walking in the light. Sometimes we make those consequences much bigger than perhaps they are, or maybe we realize that the consequence of not coming out is far worse than the consequence of staying hidden in the shadows and dying slowly from our sin. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Why? Because we are in a battle. We have an enemy, and our enemy is the devil, and that devil is seeking to devour you. He wants you for lunch, and you're such an easy target. Every time you give in to pornography, every time you give in to sexual brokenness, brothers and sisters, he's got you. He's got you. But what does Peter tell us to do? He says, resist him. I'm sure you're thinking, he's not a lion. He's the devil. He's a spirit. I can't see him. How can I resist him? Here's the answer: firm in your faith. And faith in what? Faith in God. Faith in Jesus Christ, who has conquered sin, who has said that you are no longer slave to sin. You are freed. Take a look at what Romans tells us in Romans chapter 6. That is such a powerful passage that tells us the reality that we are no longer a slave to sin. We are a slave to God. Death and sin no longer has dominion over us. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that what's happening to you is common. It's happened to others throughout the world. You and I are united together, brothers and sisters. You and I are united together because we are in the same battle, fighting the same Satan. And this podcast is to help you realize that you are not alone, that you can resist him, that we're by God's grace going to be feeding your faith through what we're going to share in these episodes. So please make sure that you subscribe to these episodes so that you get this encouragement week in and week out, so that your faith grows, so that your commitment to resist him week in and week out grows, and your love for the Lord grows. I am so excited about what's going to happen, what God is going to do through this, what God is going to do through you. You matter. And God saved you for a purpose. He saved you for more than being stuck in your sexual brokenness and in this rut. This is for men. This is for women. This is for us as we strive to grow in our walk with God. All right, that's enough for tonight. If you have any questions or want to reach out to me, go to our podcast website, that's jointheresistancepodcast.com for more information, to share ideas for future episodes. Make sure that you please leave a review. I really want this podcast to get out to as many people as possible so that we can help more people overcome sin and resist the devil. Help me with that. Leave a review, subscribe to the podcast, and share it with a friend. All right. Thanks so much. Take care. God bless. And don't forget to resist the devil firm in your faith.